The United States versus Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic heated up this week in New York's federal court, complete with a star witness. Douglas Faneuil is testifying for the government in the case against Martha Stewart and her Merrill Lynch financial advisor. Mr. Faneuil was Peter Bakanovic's assistant at Merrill Lynch, and as we learned this week, he was close to Ms. Stewart, who's known by her magazine as America's most trusted guide to stylish living. Joe Nocera is our trusted guide to the business world. He joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
We are at this point in the trial when the prosecution is laying out its case, and you can begin to see the contours of the case. This case hinges on a little under 4,000 shares of ImClone stock that the government says Martha Stewart sold because she was tipped off about it and then tried to cover up her reasons for selling the stock. How do you prove somebody did essentially the right financial thing for the wrong reasons?
Well, you know, it really is a his word against her word. I mean, that's what it comes down to. This young kid, Doug Faneuil, who's 28 years old and who was Bakanovic's assistant, you know, says that he was instructed to call Martha Stewart and was instructed to tell her that her good friend Sam Waxel, who was the CEO of ImClone, was selling his stock. And in the course of this conversation, she said, "I want to sell. I want to sell." So he's clearly saying that, in effect, this was an insider tip, and therefore, according to the government's theory anyway, she committed a crime.
Was he a good witness?
He's a fabulous witness. Who'd have thunk it? He's 28 years old. He's articulate. He's funny. He's charming. The jury clearly likes him. The defense has hoped that they would not have to put Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic on the stand. This witness has been so good and so impregnable, and he, you know, they really have not dinked him at all, despite attempts to talk about drug history and so on and so forth, that it seems now almost surely that the two people on trial will have to testify in their own defense.
Let me, I believe for the first time in our conversations about high finance, Joe, quote Rosie O'Donnell, who certainly knows something about high finance. She stopped by the trial on Monday, and she had a kind of impromptu press conference. So obviously, people in our industry need someone to talk to. I'm just interested in your reaction. She pointed out that neither Martha Stewart or Mr. Bakanovic have been indicted for insider trading.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell is correct. And not only that, it's quite possible if Martha Stewart had got out and said, "Yes, my broker told me that my friend Sam was selling, so I sold," that might not be a crime. This case hinges on obstructing a crime that they haven't charged her with. And what's more, the real penalty, the 10 years for securities fraud, is based on a press release she wrote declaring her innocence. You know, there's a lot of people who are wondering about why is Martha Stewart on trial when, for instance, just to cite one example, Ken Lay hasn't been charged with anything down in Houston?
Of course, the answer to that is different cases, different prosecutions, different schedules, perhaps more of a paper trail to uncover before you try and seek an indictment.
All of that is true, but it's also true that there's no question, Scott, that in bringing these charges against Martha Stewart, the government has had to be a little, as they say, creative. If they're going to be creative with Martha Stewart, it seems like they ought to be able to be creative with Ken Lay, don't you think?
A question I'm going to apologize for only so far. Is this a fun trial to cover?
It's a blast, Scott. there's people like Rosie O'Donnell in the courtroom, but more than that, some of the things that are going on in the courtroom are just so much fun. And part of the attempt to destroy the credibility of Douglas Faneuil, the defense has actually put up some really wonderful emails in which he has complained bitterly about his treatment at her hands. And at one point he says, "I've never been treated so rudely in my life." And then at another point he said, "I hung up on her," something to the effect of, "Baby put Martha in her place," exclamation point, exclamation point. And so then, of course, the defense says, "Well, do you have a thing about Martha Stewart? Do you have a real problem with Martha Stewart?" And he says, no, I don't. But there is this undercurrent, and it's happened with more than one witness, where every person who's had an exchange with Martha Stewart, just, frankly, they make her sound awful. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the testimony on Thursday, she was actually getting pretty teary about it.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our business commentator, Joe Nocera, who's editorial director of Fortune magazine, speaking from New York.